Hi, I'm Meghan Markle, and you're watching Life Minute. Yeah, it's pretty exciting to be here. It's my second show on my first Fashion Week ever, so... Yeah, Hervé Léger yesterday.
So, yeah. Being a fashion version of Fashion Week, what is it like?
It's pretty exciting. You know, I was talking yesterday to probably the best person you can speak with about this, Petra Nemkova, who is well-versed at this entire thing. She gave me a couple good tips on how to get through it. But I think more than anything, it's just really fun.
What did she tell you?
You know, she has such great energy, so for her, she's like, just take it with a grain of salt, bring a good sense of humor about it, and a good friend in tow, and yeah, and just enjoy it. I mean, it feels a bit like Cinderella, so I'm having a good time.
So what have you been seeing that you just love?
Oh my gosh, I mean, I'm so excited for, like, obviously yesterday was my first show, but just the prints, obviously the structure of things, it's great belted stuff. Tracy has a lot of that on her things as well. And just to sort of get inspiration for things I can wear both on my show and in real life.
Tell us about the show. How's it going?
Yeah, well, we are in the middle of season 3 of Suits. There are 2 more episodes to air this summer, and then the back 6 will air in January, and it's pretty fun. I mean, obviously, it's very fashionable and a sexy show, so it's been good.
Is there anything you can spill to us? What can we expect?
I will say, in this next season, lots of big changes for my character, Rachel, that will hugely affect both her and me, so you will see what happens.
We can't wait.
Yeah.
So you're not working, what are you doing for fun?
Oh man, I'm working all the time, but I love to travel, and I mean, I'm a huge foodie, so checking out the best new restaurants is always high on my list, so happy to be in New York for that reason as well. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do a lot of green juices and try to eat pretty clean during the week. But one of my easiest go-tos is this great, like, a chiappino. I like cooking with seafood, so like a great black cod seafood soup as well. A little saffron, a little black currants. Simpler than it sounds, and it's always impressive.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
And how do you stay fit?
I do a lot of yoga. I do hot yoga specifically, and I love running. So between those two things, I think it's just a balance of doing that so you can eat your french fries at Balthazar when you want and being, you know, you just figure out how to make it work for you. But those are the things that feel good for me.
And your skin is flawless.
Thank you.
How do you take care of it?
You know what, I use a lot of different products, but primarily I use Kate Somerville. I've been using it for years out of LA. And then I love the whole line of Clarins products. And I think also with skincare, so much of it is just drinking a lot of water. More than you ever want.
Is there a beauty secret that people might be surprised? Like, do you stick cucumbers on your eyes or something like that?
I don't do anything like that. Although I do, is there anything quirky that I do? Probably not. I think part of the detox really is the sweat, right? So, like, that's why I like the hot yoga. You will get that instant glow. It's not the most glamorous look after the fact, but an hour later, I think you always look better than you did if you just didn't work out. Yeah, well, you know, we're going to have a nice big hiatus between November to March, so I look forward to doing a film. You know, this is my time to really sort of do something fun, so I'm reading scripts and meeting with directors and figuring out what the best project will be.
Well,